Hi everyone, my name is Glenn Condren. I'm a program manager on the .NET team, and today we're going to talk about how you can get started with .NET Core and Docker. Now this is .NET Core we're talking about. If you're interested in .NET 4.6.2 or .NET 3.5 and Windows containers, there's another video I did where we do a getting started with those, and there's lots of other videos around on Windows containers in general and lots of information out there. But today and right now we're focusing on .NET Core and Docker, and particularly on Linux containers. .NET Core is our new cross-platform way of doing .NET, so we're going to show it running on Linux today from inside Visual Studio. But most of the things that we show you should work on Windows containers, and if you want to use Windows containers, I'll mention how you can do that kind of briefly as we get going. So without too much further ado, let's get straight into some demos and see what this thing looks like. Okay, so here we are in Visual Studio. I'm just going to go and create a new project. And I have here Visual Studio 2017, and down here in my task tray, you should be able to see Docker for Windows running. And so we're going to create a ASP.NET Core web application with the incredibly useful Web Application 8 name. All good web applications should be called that, of course. And here I'm going to have enable Docker checked. This is a new checkbox you won't be able to see in previous versions of Visual Studio, but it's the quickest way just to get up and running with a web project that'll run inside a container and give you some Docker files. It does exactly what the normal ASP.NET file new dialog would give you, just with the addition of Docker. So it gives us some extra Docker files in here that we'll talk about a little bit later. And up here in our play button, you can see it says Docker. The way this works is very much the same as what it would do when you say Web Application 8 or IIS Express, right? If I choose Web Application 8 and I click play, then it's going to run inside, just build my application, it's going to run inside a console app. If I choose IIS Express, it's going to open up IIS Express and it's going to run my application in IIS Express, right? So choosing Docker is the same as choosing those two options that you're more familiar with, except that what's going to happen in this case is my application is going to run inside a container. So let's click play, and you'll notice down here in our debug window we see a bunch of Docker stuff happening. It's doing a Docker build, getting ready to run my application. My build's been successful, and now it's running, and it should open up my browser in a second and browse straight to my application. So you can see it's coming here under this kind of random port on my local machine. I can browse around, and I can even go back into Visual Studio, go into my Solution Explorer, say choose my home controller, and put a breakpoint here in my About controller, and then click About, and bam, I've hit my breakpoint. So now what's happening is my ASP.NET Core MVC application is running on Linux inside a Linux container on my Windows machine. I've pressed F5, it spun it up, and then had to put a breakpoint inside Visual Studio, and code has stopped inside the container, and now I can inspect this whole state of my application and debug it and make some changes. That's pretty amazing that sort of stuff can work. Now, if we'll have a little bit of a look around to help you understand this really quickly before we wrap up this video. In here, I have this 32774 port, which is where it's listening on. Now, if you're using IIS Express, you would be able to go down here and see IIS Express was running, and it would tell you the port number, right? When with Docker, though, it's now running inside a Docker container. So we can come over to our console, and we can type Docker PS just here. Whoop. Right? And if you run that, you can see it tells you this. There's a running container, it contains Web Application 8, and over here it's mapped this port number to port 80 inside the container, because inside my Docker container I'm always listening on port 80 by default, unless you choose otherwise. Okay, so let's close this. Let's have a real quick look at some of the files that we get inside here. You get a Docker file, and the Docker file defines what your application is going to look like. If you need, say, some OS component installed to be able to run your app, in here you could do things like run, apt-get install, right? And then every single application, every single container that you built for your application would always have that thing, regardless of where it was. One of the benefits of using Docker. These Docker Compose files are used by the tooling to build and run your application, so you can always tweak everything that happens by editing these. And this file up here is particularly interesting. What you can think of that's happening here with Docker is we are publishing on your machine, running like a .NET publish, generating all of your compiled output. Then we're taking those binaries that you just published on your machine, we're putting them into a container, we're running them and attaching a debugger. That's the way you could think about it. What this Docker Compose CI build file does, it's designed to extend the other files in your project and build them inside a container. So then the flow becomes spin up a container, load my source code, compile all of my source code and give back binaries, then build a new container that contains just my binaries. Now that flow might not be super compelling on your developer machine, but if you think about it with a CI pipeline or your build server, now if you need some new dependency on your build server, you could come and define it inside this file, and then regardless of your build agent, as long as your build agent knows how to build your app with Docker, it always has that thing available. You never have this situation where you don't have something on your build agent and so your build breaks. That's the kind of advantage of this build container. And we set up all these files so you don't have to use these, but if you choose to, then you can, and we think they provide a lot of advantage. And there should be another video that you guys can check out and some talks over the course of the conference where we show these files being used to actually pick up straight from source code your application, build it, and publish it straight to Azure Container Registry. And you can get some really cool flows there. Okay, thanks so much for watching. Hopefully this has been informative. Docker and containers can be an intimidating field. It's new, and hopefully all of this content and the ease of getting started in Visual Studio makes things a lot better for you and speeds up how quickly you can learn. But if you want to know more, we have a lot of great docs on the docs.asp.net site and the .NET site documentation sites. And you can come and check out the .NET and ASP.NET Core Docker Hub pages, as well as our pages on GitHub. So, hope you've enjoyed this video. Have a great conference.